for the state to take on the Valley View Lady Jackets tonight. It's going to be a very close game. Great Blazy Blazers, apologize for that, Lady Blazers tonight. Over in the Wind Tournament, I am joined courtside. Matt Sharp is doing double duties. Normally you're used to hearing Matt's voice right here. Matt is doing double duty. He's at Mountain Home as our boys are taking on Fort Smith Northside. Our girls are traveling, so we're split up across the state. But I'm able to be joined tonight by Spencer Adams. Spencer, so glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
I called in a favor and said, yeah. Spencer, I don't want to travel by myself. Can you come jump in with us here? And he's going to jump in with us and join this first game. Spencer, how exciting that we're finally in basketball season.
Man, I love it. Basketball is my thing, and I love football. I love watching them, but there's nothing like being in a gym hearing whistles going.
It's awesome. The gym tonight, we are in a classic over here in Wynn, home of the Yellow Jackets, and the classic is your Lady Bombers are set to play tonight. They are going to play tonight against Valley View Blazers, Lady Blazers, and this is a perennial powerhouse matchup in the 5A. Spencer, we talked about it a little bit. Is that we were talking with Coach Husky and Coach Leonard before, and they said this is a game, guys, that could be a potential top 10 5A matchup. Even went and said maybe top 7, top 6 by the end of the year. This is a Valley View team that's really good.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one to watch. It sounds like they're going to push us a little bit. It'd be a great open test. I know we played Tuesday night in the little pickup game there with Batesville, and it was good to get on the court, but it's real now.
Yeah, so. Saw some nerves a little bit Tuesday night. The Lady Bombers, they are ready to get on the court. They will play again tomorrow night at 6:30. They're going to be playing El Dorado at that point in time, and then they will also play again Saturday against DeSoto County. So they're getting some good competition in a very tough non-conference schedule that these Lady Bombers have. Several classics, one over in Springdale, one in Flippin, that they're seeing some good teams at, playing all types of good players, 5A, 6A. But it's a team where we were talking a little bit before, this is a Lady Bomber team that has seen nothing but consistency, right? It's consistency in coaching, consistency in the program, and consistency in expectations. And this expectations of this Lady Bomber team is to not only go to the state tournament, that's been in some years, but this year it's to go far in the state tournament.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the beauty of this is this is the type of team that you might see in that first or second round once you get down there. But you said it, consistency. You had the number with Coach Leonard, how many years they've been doing this, and between him and
Coach Woods been doing it for 41 years. And in the 41 years, they have been to the state tournament 39 of the 41 years.
That's crazy, man. That's what that does. You know, we talked on the way down here about building programs, and man, you do that with the same guy doing it for that long. That's amazing. That's how you get kids that, and these girls were in kindergarten. You know, Coach Leonard's over there roaming the sidelines, and he's still doing it. And it's just, I've seen him in the camps with the girls. You know, he's involved at a young age. It's awesome.
So, and I can speak specifically for this group. This group of seniors that are out there, I'll tell you guys, this is I told Matt we may have to have a choke-up counter this year in girls basketball, because these are my babies. These are my girls that I've had ever since they were second grade. They're like all daughters to me, this senior group. I've coached them since they were in second grade. We've been to all the travel ball tournaments. We're talking about, you know, you with your son and daughter, and y'all are playing on the weekends and doing that. And you know, this is my group that I've had coaching since then. And then the junior group below us, it's just the top flight program has really poured into these girls. And, you know, it's awesome to get to see fruition come to. You know, this is a Lady Bomber team that's going to return four of their five starters from last year. You know, they had Parker Husky. They lost Parker, which is a huge part of that team. Point guard, floor general. Yeah. This is a team that doesn't have that floor general, but they got a bunch of scores.
Yeah, that was immediate, you know, loss there with Parker. The good news is the transfer come in with Brooklyn. Between her and Jayla, I think you've got girls that can run the point. And, man, you've got scores everywhere.
You do. You have
every spot.
You have a lot of scores. This Lady Bombers team on their starters will be down a player for the first four or five games. My daughter, Whitten Coleman, is out. She broke her wrist, unfortunately, in practice, hustling for a ball. Came up against the wall, broke her wrist. She's out 4 to 6 weeks. She's already been through two of those weeks. We're going to look and hopefully get her on the court as soon as possible. But we're talking, hey, she understands. If there's a time to miss, it's this first little bit. You want to get on the court. You want to get going. But it's better than being in the middle of conferences.
Yeah. yeah, get these games out of the way. They'll build that confidence back playing together. Good news is she's still pretty active, it looks like, in practice and warm-ups. So she's here. She's jogging around having fun. Hopefully she still brings the same energy to the team just from the bench.
That's right. It was her right hand that broke, so I told her she better be able to dribble with her left hand when all this is over with. But I'll tell you what, we're about 12 and a half minutes away from tip-off here in this opening tip-off of the Lady Bombers games. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Baxter Health pregame show. When it feels like home, it heals like home. Baxter Health pregame show. We appreciate their sponsorship. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. We'll be back to continue the Baxter Health pregame show just shortly. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yaleville Mountain Home. And we welcome you back here to Wynn, home of the Yellow Jackets Arena, here as Mountain Home Lady Bombers set to kick off this 2024-25 campaign against the Valley View Blazers. And Spencer, this is a game that we talked about in a little bit in the intro here in the beginning, is this is a game that could be looked at as a perennial top 10 matchup in the 5A when it's all said and done. This is a Valley View team that the Lady Bombers hosted last year at the Hangar, and it was a close game. You know, Lady Bombers got up big a little bit, and Valley View fought back, and we got up a big again, and they fought back, and they're returning all of their starters plus one.
Yeah, they're going to push us here. I think just out here looking, it looks like we might be a little more athletic than them. Obviously, everybody looks a little different when they're out there in pregame warmups, but I think, you know, it looks like we're going to get after them a little bit. I'm sure we'll press a little bit, jump on them, and try to get them. I feel like we get them hurried up and force them into turnovers.
Yeah, and you know, this is a Valley team who returned all their starters. Looks like they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors. And the addition that they had was Alana Orsby. She was the best guard that was at Jonesboro. You know, over there you got Brooklyn, you got Valley View, you got Jonesboro. They all kind of are in the same little area. They're able to swap and move and come in and school choice. Mountain Home's a beneficiary of that with Brooklyn coming in. And you're going to see that. But Orsby is just looking at her down there, she looks the part. Her shot is pretty. She's a – They don't have her listed as her height, but she's every bit of 6 foot, I believe. Just tall looking, lanky, athletic guard, and probably one of the top guards the Lady Bombers are going to see.
Yeah, and she looks tall. I don't know I don't have heights on her here. I don't know if you do, Brad, but
not on her.
She stepped out. She made a pretty three. I don't know if she's going to work in the paint too, but she definitely will be a handful to guard. We got a few of those on our side, too.
We do. This interesting part of this Valley View team, we went back and watched film, and last year when we pressed them, they actually was able to get back into the game and make runs. And so be anxious to see for the Lady Bombers if that's what we're going to do, if we continue to press or if we look at it a little bit differently. But let's switch sides of the ball, because obviously that's what we're here for, is these Lady Bomber team. This is a team that is filled with, I mean, college athletes, to be honest with you. I think, you know, and I think on the starting five, which the starting five, you're going to have Lakin Moore, senior. You're going to have Anna McCarn, 6'4", senior. You're going to have Livy Fosness, Jayla Yonkers, and the last one here is going to be Brooklyn Mitchell. Yeah, Brooklyn, move in. Yeah. So on that starting lineup, all five of those girls aspire and look to play college ball and have had looks from college players or colleges looking at them. The six who's not there, Whitten Coleman, will probably start in that row. If not, that's whatever she does, but she has in the past. But she also has had some looks, chose not to go play. But you've got a team full of five or six players deep that are going to play college sports. We may see tonight Lakin Anderson come in. Lakin Anderson's going to play college softball somewhere. You got Lauren Rawls, who may play college volleyball somewhere. So you've got a bunch of athletic players on this Lady Bomber team, and senior, junior, they've got a lot of it all.
Yeah, the biggest thing that I think I may have discussed it a few months, you know, when I heard Brooklyn came here, my first thing was, can they all play together? You know, you get that many people that can score and get their own on any night, and you know, how do they play together? Do they mesh well? You know, you had the benefit game Tuesday night. It's a little sluggish start, but we ended up with 50 points and a half.
And a half.
That's hard to do,
yeah.
Especially when you started off a little slow. So you've got Yonkers that can go to the hole. She can shoot threes. Lakin can do both. You've got a 6'4" post player down there cleaning things up. And then, you know, if you can get them turned over, you get layups, runouts. There's just a lot of weapons. And we hadn't even seen Brooklyn score yet.
No,
she can.
And that's what you've got. You've got three girls in Brooklyn, in Jayla, in Lakin, that you're going to look up, and in a minute and a half, they might have 12 points.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be boom. Like, yeah. What? Like, one of those, hey, they're hot. They're on a heater. Yeah. Give them the ball. Get out of their way and give them the ball. Yeah. Lakin's that way. We saw it last year. She gets hot, give her the ball and get out of the way.
Yeah.
Right? And Jayla's that way, and Brooklyn's that way. And then you throw in Whitten with her defense, and she's one that, hey, who's their best player coach? Okay, it's so-and-so. Orsby, that's who it is. She's averaging 20 points a game at Jonesboro last year. Good. I'm going to hold her to 12.
Yeah,
that's 8 points on my put us on our side. And so then you got the bigs down low. Livy Fosness plays hard down low. Anna McCarn cleaning things up. You know, Sarah Williams is out right now. She's out with an injury that she's going to sideline her for a little bit. But corner three, shoot the ball, plays hard. This is just a group that is deep in everything that they're doing, and there's a lot of excitement built around these.
Yeah, I don't know how most teams you play pick which one to try to guard.
I think you can't.
You can pick one or two, and, you know, you get into big level 5A schools, they maybe will take three of them away. But there's only, what, maybe two teams that are legitimately can go toe-to-toe when you're playing well. I'm not saying you won't have bad nights,
right,
and not do what you want to do. But when these girls are firing, they're call it what it is. They're one of the best teams
they
in the
are,
5A.
And I'm excited to see what it looks like. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, we're about 4.5 minutes away from tip-off here in this opening game. We're going to take a short break in this Baxter Health pregame show. When it feels like home, it feels like home. Thanks to our friends at Baxter Health for sponsoring the pregame show tonight. We're going to take a short break, come back. We're going to have officials. We're going to have starting lineups, and we are going to be ready to tip off some Lady Bomber basketball. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And we are back here at Wynn Arena in Wynn. Arkansas's Mountain Home is playing in their Lady Bombers are playing in their opening tip-off classic here in Wynn. The teams that Mountain Home set to play is tonight. They're playing Valley View Blazers. Tomorrow they've got El Dorado. And then on Saturday they've got DeSoto County. You know, I was talking with some of the administration here at Wynn, and they're like, man, this is the game right here we all want to see. This Mountain Home versus Valley View. You know, Valley View, a lot of volleyball players. I'm anxious to see how they come out. Do they come out rusty? They made a deep run, I think. Possibly they made the semifinals. Somebody correct me if we're wrong there on that. But I think if they made the semifinals in volleyball, that kept them out of basketball for a little while. Mountain Homes had mostly basketball girls. So which team comes out and gets hot early?
Yeah, that's a good point. It could be a big play. I mean, we all know you jump into, you know, conditioning, running up and down the court could be in play there. And like you said, just getting shots up. We've been in the gym a long time. So,
yep, see, we make shots. Tonight's officials brought to you by Baxter Health. Tonight's pregame also brought to you by Baxter Health. When it feels like home, it heals like home. Tonight's starting line, or tonight's officials are Joe Walker, Sam Purcell, and Rick Anderson. So, Mountain Home Lady Bombers tonight will be in their all whites, blue numerals outlined in gold. Valley View looks like they're going to be in their blue uniforms with white numerals outlined in gold. Same colors, blue and gold for both Mountain Home and for Valley View. And see who's going to come away with blue and gold team. We are finishing up this Baxter Health pregame show. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we will have this basketball season tipped off and ready to go. You're listening to Lady Bombers Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.